and welcome to Credio's Catholic News Update for Monday, the 24th of October. Pope Benedict XVI marked the Church's annual Mission Sunday overnight by declaring three new saints. The first declared saint is Italian Bishop Guido Maria Conforti, the founder of the Society of St. Francis Xavier for Foreign Missions, also known as the Xaverian Missionaries. In 1895, 7 years after becoming a priest, he founded a congregation of consecrated men dedicated to the evangelization of non-Christians. Named Bishop of Ravenna in 1902, he was plagued by ill health and decided to resign. But 5 years later, he was once again named a bishop, this time as the head of the Diocese of Parma. He died in 1931, and in 1996, Blessed John Paul II declared him blessed. The other Italian saint is Father Luigi Guarnella, who founded the Servants of Charity, the Daughters of St. Mary of Providence, and the Confraternity of St. Joseph, whose members pledge to pray for the sick and dying. Father Guarnella died in 1915, and Pope Paul VI beatified him in 1964. The third saint is Bonifacio Rodriguez Castro from Salamanca in Spain, who founded the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Joseph and created the Nazareth Workshop to help poor or unemployed women. She died in 1905. After the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict XVI said in English, "Dear brothers and sisters, I'm pleased to greet all the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims present, especially those here for today's canonizations. In this Sunday's Gospel passage, Jesus urges us to love God above all things and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Let us measure our actions every day by his call to love and live it with courage and joy. May Almighty God bless all of you." The Coptic Orthodox community has welcomed bipartisan support within the Australian Federal Parliament in recognising Coptic Christians in Egypt who are suffering ongoing and increasing persecution, describing it as an act of the authentic Australian spirit of fairness, justice, courage and mateship. On Thursday, the 13th of October, the Federal Parliament passed a motion in bipartisan support that 1. Recognises that Coptic Christians in Egypt are suffering ongoing and increasing persecution, 2. Condemns the recent attacks on Coptic Christians in Egypt, 3. Expresses its sympathy for Coptic Christians who've been victims of recent attacks in Egypt, and 4. Calls on the government to A. Issue a public statement condemning the ongoing attacks against the Coptic Christian minority in Egypt, B. Make immediate representations to the United Nations to end the persecution of Coptic Christians in Egypt, and C. Strongly urge the Egyptian government to provide equal rights and protection for all Egyptian citizens, regardless of race or religion. The motion was made by the Honourable Craig Kelly, the Federal Liberal member for Hughes. The motion was supported unanimously by all members of the House. Masses celebrated by priests in the Anglican Ordinariate are likely to be ad orientem, according to one of its leaders, while the liturgy for the personal Ordinariate of Our Lady of Walsingham has yet to be approved by the Holy See. Monsignor Andrew Burnham said the Congregation for Divine Worship is likely to commend Eastwood celebration when the dynamic of the building suggests it. Monsignor Burnham also said that it may also recommend kneeling at mention of the Incarnation during the Creed. Well, the Pope is often receiving diplomatic visits, some of which we report here on Credio, and when he received the Netherlands' new ambassador to the Holy See last week, he took some time to explain the principles of Vatican diplomatic dialogue. He said that bilateral relations between a nation state and the Holy See are clearly of a different character from those between nation states. He said, though the Holy See is not an economic or military power, it still has considerable moral influence. Among the reasons for this, he continued, is precisely the fact that the Holy See's moral stance is unaffected by the political or economic interests of a nation state or the electoral concerns of a political party. Its contribution to international diplomacy consists largely in articulating the ethical principles that ought to underpin the social and political order and in drawing attention to the need for action to remedy violations of such principles. While it does this from the standpoint of the Christian faith, the Pope remarked, Christianity has always pointed to reason and nature as the sources of the norms on which a state of law should be built. The Bishop of Rome also made an observation on freedom. He welcomed the news of steps that the Dutch government has taken to discourage drug abuse and prostitution. He said, while your nation has long championed the freedom of individuals to make their own choices, nevertheless, those choices by which people inflict harm on themselves or others must be discouraged for the good of individuals and society as a whole. Catholic social teaching, as you know, places great emphasis on the common good as well as the integral good of individuals, and care is always needed to discern whether perceived rights are truly in accordance with those natural principles of which I spoke earlier. And that's all for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.